Puso. Ako si Doktora Anna Tuazon, ang inyong kakwentuhan na psychologist sa Share Ko Lang. Tinanong namin kayo kung ano ang pumipigil sa inyo para magbagong career ngayong bagong taon. Pag-uusapan natin ang inyong mga shinare kasama ang dating GMA News reporter at ngayon ay isa ng piloto, si Steve Dailisan. Hello, Steve!
Hi, Dok Anna, at sa lahat po ng mga kapuso natin.
Yan, hello! Nako, thank you! And welcome back!
Feels yeah. Great to be back, Opo.
Yes! So tell us a little bit, I'm curious, di ba? Yun na nga, you started from being a reporter in media, di ba? And then you chose a completely different career. So paano nangyari yun? Ever since babata ka, actually gusto mo na maging piloto?
Parang mahirap po talagang pangarapin yun, Dok Anna, to be honest. And to begin with, parang yung 180 degrees na turn ko sa pag-shift ng career, it has never, parang, although I planned for it, pero it has never been my childhood dream kasi sobrang tayog po na talaga ng pangarapin yung pagiging piloto, especially from someone coming from an average family, yung talagang medyo mahirap nga po eh, sabihin na natin ng ganun. Napakamahal din po ng gastos, kaya napaka-practical ko rin nung ako'y nangangarap nung bata. Kaya ang goal ko lang talaga nun, Dok Anna, to be honest, is just to finish school para po makatulong ako sa family ko. So itong pangarap po na pagiging piloto, although ako fascinated talaga ako sa mga flying objects, I really wanted, every time na nagko-cover ako noon, kinikilig ako tuwing sumasakay ako ng aeroplano. So ito po yung tingin ko produkto ng kilig na yon.
What was that first instance na na-realize mo, teka, hindi lang to interest, hobby, parang seryoso na to?
It was in 2017, Dok Anna. Sabi ko, ako hindi ko pa siya gagawin ngayon. I was really rethinking of my journey kasi nasa 10th year yata ako noon sa GMA as a broadcast journalist. So parang iniisip ko, ito na ba talaga yung career na kung saan ako tatanda or kung saan talaga ibubuhos ko lahat ng oras ko? Well, lahat ng pagod at puyat, worth it talaga as a broadcast journalist. Pero iniisip ko, there's something more that I can do or I could do at that time. Kaya pinagplanuhan ko talaga noong 2017, it's now or never. Kung hindi ko siya gagawin ngayon, hindi ko na talaga itong magagawa. So in 2017, nagsulat ako sa kartulina, sabi ko, how to become an airline pilot. So meaning, isang taon ko siyang pinagplanuhan at saka pinag-ipunan before I finally decided to leave my job as a reporter and started my flight school training.
Ano yung nasa 2017? Napaisip ka na, oy, posible to. Di ba? Sinimula mo na talagang pag-isipan, paano ko to pag-iipunin, ano yung investment sa time and effort. Di ba? What was possible in 2017 that wasn't possible in 2007?
Kasi during that time, I felt na nagawa ko na rin yung gusto kong gawin as a reporter. Actually, may mga nagsabi sa akin nung nagpaalam ako na aalis or nag-iisip na akong aalis. Sabi nila, sabi yung unang-una ng family ko, ba't mo gagawin yung career shift? Maayos naman yung takbo ng career mo sa GMA. Maayos naman yung kita mo. That time, nakaipon na ako ng bahay. So parang feeling ko, I was at that point na medyo may konting stability na pagdating sa finances. So sabi ko, it's about time na pagplanuhan ko, isipin ko yung sarili ko naman to invest sa sarili. Kasi after 10 years of working, I was providing for my family. So sabi ko, it may be the right time para naman mag-invest ulit sa sarili. Personal, professional growth. Weird nga dun sa iba kasi karamihan yung mga ibang kasama sa industriya, yung shift nila from being a reporter to becoming a lawyer or sa corporate world, no? Yung iba nag-venture as corporate head or kumbaga nandoon yung track. Sa akin medyo lumihis talaga ako ng medyo malaki. So nag-brush up ulit ako dun sa mga math and science subject ko kasi importante, physics, yan. So nag-aral din ako nung prior to joining flight school training kasi may entrance exam ulit. So nag-aral ulit ako ng physics para sa entrance exam. So some of the things talaga na check ko, sige. And talagang kakayanin na natin. Pero at the back of my mind, may takot din ako nung dokana kasi sabi ko, paano na yung family ko kasi ako yung nagpo-provide para sa kanila. Dapat ready rin sila. So some of the things na kinonsider ko talaga, actually medyo marami-rami yung boxes na kinailangan kong itik para finally magawa ko yung career shift.
Hindi ba posible na, di ba yung iba, pag nag-iisip sila mag-change career, parang sinasabay nila muna. Kasi takot silang i-let go pa yung unang career. Was it possible? Was the side job, di ba, part-time job, media-related as well?
Actually, yung side job ko, I was writing speeches. Luckily, no, parang I was given the chance to serve as a consultant sa isang government agency at that time. So I was looking at facilitating yung kanilang media relations, ganun. Something that is very close to home, ika nga. So hindi naman siya parang inilet go agad. And then I was also teaching at that time. Kaya every after flight from Bigan, kasi dun yung training ko, at saka sa La Union. So tatakbo ako ng bus, tapos sasakay ako and mag-host ako ng events. Ganyan. So, pabalik ng Manila or elsewhere sa kung anong parte ng ano ng Pilipinas. Tapos, after, right after hosting, minsan kahit pagod na pagod ka na, so magbabiyahe ka ulit, pabalik to catch your next flight. May mga times nga before, naalala ko yung mom ko. Kasama ko siya pag nagdadala ako ng sasakyan kasi nagtuturo ako. Madaling araw, siguro mga around mga 1 or 2 in the morning, para kailangan gising ako, may kausap ako sa sa telepono, just to get to that destination na venue ng aking hosting or yung teaching na schedule. So, yun, some of the sacrifices na kailangan mo talaga gawin.
So going for your dream, going for your passion requires a lot of ano, no? Actually, a lot of reasoning. Hindi lang siya puro emosyon, 'di ba? Gusto ko 'to, 'di ba? Sinasabi nila pag gusto mo, kaya. Hindi lang ganoon.
At saka
Kailangan
dapat
pag-isipan.
yung flight school training ko, 17 months of non-stop. Kumbaga yung iba, mga kasama ko sa flight school, parang pag nag-e-exam, kasi may mga board exams din kami for every phase. Halimbawa, yung private pilot, commercial pilot, hanggang sa Airbus rating. So may mga 10 to 12 subjects yon every phase that you need to take. So kung yung iba, isang subject, isang araw, or dalawang subject, ako ginagawa kong apat para mabilis yung proseso ng training ko. Tapos I was flying 5 times a week. So talagang pahinga ko lang weekends. Ayan. So para mabilis din yung proseso, matapos ko siya ng mabilis. Kasi kung tatagal, mas lalong magiging mahal yung cost. So sabi ko, kailangan talaga magsakripisyo. Realistic ka rin dun sa mga goals na sineset mo or dun sa career shift na gusto mong gawin. Kasi in my case, halimbawa, natapos ko yung flight school training. Thankfully, I was employed no, sa isang airline din. I was released sa line. I was flying as first officer at that time dun sa Airbus 320. And then the pandemic happened. So parang, sabi ko, Lord, sabi ko, okay na. Sabi ko, ganun. Parang nandun na ako sa point na, sabi ko, akala ko, it's about time to recover. Pero the pandemic happened.
Speaking of which, kasi sabi mo nga, napaka-interesting to say the least ang timing ng iyong training kasi magsisimula ka na sana, 'di ba, to launch your pilot career and then it was 2020 and the pandemic happened. The pandemic, however, was completely unexpected. Wala, I'm sure wala yan sa kartolina niyo.
Wala
Sa
sa
kartolina mo,
Cartolina
di
ba?
ba?
Wala, wala,
Wala
wala.
siya sa, it was completely out of your control. How was that?
Actually, noong December, I was about to complete my training. January 7, I was released sa line. Sabi pa ng ano ko noon, ng checker, yung check pilot ko sa akin, "O Steve, talaga mahilig ka sa 7." Sabi ng ganun kasi January 7 yung release mo sa line. So and at that time, may mga news na about COVID. Pero sa akin, parang iniisip ko, nag-cover naman ako ng SARS, nag-cover ako ng ganito, ganyan. So I thought, sabi ko, it's not gonna last. Sabi ko gano'n. I think the most would be 2 to 3 months. Sabi ko gano'n. Because gano'n naman talaga usually yung, yung mga outbreak or yung mga story na kinocover natin sa balita. So sabi ko, medyo confident pa ako at that time. So sabi ko, kakayanin yan. So I was flying to different destinations here and abroad. So parang sabi ko, na-enjoy ko na talaga yung pagiging piloto ko first 3 months. And then, nangyari yung pandemic, nag-lockdown. So sabi ko, anong gagawin ko? Hindi ako makauwi sa bahay namin kasi at that time, senior citizen din yung dad ko. So sabi ko, para ma-avoid din na magkaroon ng contact with him. Sabi ko gano'n. So hindi ako umuwi.
There is something extra cruel when we lose someone during the early days of the pandemic, actually. Diba? Kasi yung protocols, you couldn't visit, you couldn't even hold a funeral.
And
So
then
it feels
nakita mo, body
unreal.
bag lang talaga. Ako nakita ng dad ko, body bag. And then the next thing na ano po, was yung urn. Yun na.
So in a way, it makes sense na, diba? Parang okay, last year, you know, like the grief process gets longer. And at the same time, sabi mo nga, you must soldier on, and your dad was one of your biggest supporters as a, you know,
Totoo.
for your dreams as a pilot, no? Di ba, you made him a promise. What was that promise?
Sabi ko sa kanya, parang when I was flying with my first airline, sabi ko sa kanya, ililipad ko siya dun sa destination niya, which is yung Palibo sa Aklan. Kasi that's his hometown. So sabi ko, ililipad kita dun, dad. Sabi ko, and you'll hear me announce, yun nga, and I'll thank you in flight. So that was my dream, sabi ko talaga. It didn't happen. So sabi ko, and then last year, when I was released, so sabi ko, dad, ililipat kita ulit. Pero I was, ano kasi, at meron kaming keepsake niya. So sabi ko, yun talaga. And then, funny thing, Doc, nung death anniversary niya, dun ako natapat na lumipat sa Kalibo at that time.
It's nice na even though, di ba, in person, di ba, circumstances prevented you from keeping that promise. Na kahit papano, the fact that you are actualizing your dream, di ba, parang yun yun eh. And I mean, it may took, I don't know how long before you were able to fly. Sabi mo nga, di ba? Parang you were able to fly. And you did it. Now, I'm curious kasi, di ba? You've done your career in media for 10 years. But you did spend 10 years, di ba? In media. And, you know, for a lot of people, Steve, di ba? Yung media, reporting, broadcasting, that is the dream job, di ba? A lot of people want to shift careers into broadcasting, no? So I'm curious, was there any part of you, meron ba, you know, throughout sa maraming training na yun, tuwing nagbabayad yun ng tuition, tuwing nasa bus ka for hours, puyat, parang, bakit ko pa ito ginawa? Parang, bakit ba ako umalis? Meron ka bang mga ganong pagdududa or pag-iisip-isip?
Meron din naman. Especially during training kasi sobrang hirap ng training. Kahit na nakapasok na sa airline, every 6 months, we need to go through our checks. And then, getting to the airline, sobrang hirap na kailangan mong pagdaanan. And during the training, parang naisip ko talaga, there's this one time, Doc Ana, dun sa first training ko as an Airbus pilot, talagang yung luha ko pumatak dito sa kanan kasi parang, wag yan. So, nasa tamang, ano pa ba ako? Nasa tamang career ba talaga ako? Sabi kong ganun. Because I was in my comfort zone. During that time, nasa media ako, I left GMA exactly 12 years after spending 12 years sa reporting. So sabi ko, parang nandun ako sa comfort zone ko, napapasok ko every time, alam ko na yung gagawin ko. And then talagang, alam mo yun, feeling ko nakapag-establish na rin ako ng career ko talaga sa media. So sabi ko, nasa tamang ano ba ako? Nasa tama ba yung pinasok ko? Parang may mga doubts. But every time na nagkakaroon ako ng doubt, sinasabi ko parati sa sarili ko, Steve, you are so lucky, sabi ko, na you are given this opportunity to do the shift and to be able to do the things na gusto mo talagang gawin. So, huwag ka nang magbigay ng katwiran dyan or dahilan sa sarili mo. Just go for it.
So, tinanong namin ang mga kapuso, di ba? What they think about changing careers, di ba? Ano yung nagsisipumipigil sa kanila? And karamihan sa kanila, sabi nila, takot sila lumabas sa comfort zone. Yan ang sabi nila. So sabi ng isa nating kapuso, it is the fear of the unknown. Starting a new career often means stepping out of your comfort zone and embracing uncertainty. It's natural to feel anxious about the change, but remember that growth and new opportunities often come from taking risks. What is your relationship with your comfort zone? Ikaw ba yung type ng tao? Di ba some people like taking risks talaga? It's in their nature. Ikaw ba, are you the type who prefers, you know, the comfort zone, you know, some structure, some predictability, or was your personality inclined to take that risk?
Sa akin, both as a journalist and a pilot, calculated risks ako parate. So, I don't just take risks. Face value, parang kaya ko yan, hindi ako ganun. So parang actually as a pilot, medyo delikado yung ganun klase ng attitude. So dapat you take calculated risks, meaning dapat ready ka for any eventuality, prepared ka. So dapat may plan A to Z. Yun, ganun talaga siya. Sa amin din eh, as a journalist, di ba, kailangan, Doc Ana, when you are assigned to cover, say for example, conflict or yung war, dapat alam mo kung saan ka pupunta, sino yung mga contacts mo dun sa area, ano gagawin mo kapag na-trap kayo, saan yung escape route ninyo, may mga ganun, di ba? So I think it's pretty much the same with career shifts. Dapat alam mo lang kung paano mo siya lulusutan. But how are you gonna find a way to actualize your dream and at the same time, get out of your comfort zone? Kasi totoo yun, when you're in your comfort zone, chances are, I'm not saying all, medyo siguro magiging stale or magiging stagnant din yung growth mo. And in our life, sabi nga nila, di ba, parang ako hindi naman ako yung you only live once type na person. Hindi naman ako na parang sobrang, okay, gagawin ko siya kasi gusto ko talaga siyang gawin. But gagawin ko siya kasi ito yung mga pwede kong ma-reap out of the risks that I will take. Ito yung pwedeng experience na pwede kong mag-gain. So dapat iisipin mo rin talaga siya. Paplaningin mo siya ng maigi. Otherwise, medyo mahihirapan ka talagang mag-navigate kung hindi mo siya napagplanuhan.
So, gusto ko yun, no? Calculated risk. Di ba? Hindi naman parang, kasi nga, there's something romantic in a way, di ba? Pag sinabi mong risk taker, let's take that risk. And again, hindi to movie, this is real life. No?
Mm-hmm.
So, instead of being just romantic about it, there can be some romance di ba? In the decision. And sabi mo nga, napagplanuhan, na-calculate natin yung risk. Para sa mga kapuso, no ba, lahat naman tayo may comfort zone. Hindi naman masama necessarily na nagsistay tayo sa comfort zone natin. And siguro nga, sabi nga ni Steve, in terms for growth, to make sure you're growing, di ba, palakihin natin pakonti-konti yung comfort zone. So maybe not 180 like Steve necessarily, di ba? Na parang, okay, done. Completely new industry. Completely new field. Maybe, you know, like go for your dreams even a little bit, di ba? Parang pakonti-konti. Start out as a hobby. Test the waters, di ba? See if it's something na nagpapakilig sa inyo, kagaya nung kay Steve. Yung sa iba naman natin mga kapuso, ang concern nila is the financial safety or security. Yun, that's of course in career shifts, di ba? That's a big one. Especially if you come from a field na medyo stable, may salary, may tenure, di ba? Parang may benefits, may health insurance, di ba?
Very important.
Very important. So sabi na isa nating kapuso, financial stability while transitioning, yun ang important. Doubt is always there. Isa nating kapuso, sabi niya, dependent family and everyday expenses. Yun daw nakapagpigil sa kanila. Madaling mag-take ng risk kapag wala ka masyadong kinoconsider, especially if you have a fallback na pwedeng sumalo sa'yo if ever you fail. Nag-aalangan umalis sa present na trabaho, sabi naman ng isa nating kapuso, ayaw sumubok, baka di mag-work. Walang ipon, wala pang umpisa kapag nagkamali. Now, ano yung fallback mo? Did you think of a fallback? I'm sure nasa kartolina mo yan. Kung ito nangyari, ito ang gagawin natin. What was your fallback? Was going back to being a reporter, was that a fallback at all? Kasi hindi ka na rin bumalik eh. Diba? Even nung na-retrench.
Totoo yan. Nung narinig ko nga yung comment na fallback, sabi ko parang yun kagad yung nag-ano sa akin, light bulb moment sa akin. Kasi importante talaga na meron. Sabi ko, I can go back to doing corporate, I can go back to media. Sabi ko, pwede ko naman siyang gawin because it's isang bagay na gustong-gusto ko rin ginagawa. Pero sabi ko nga, nangyari yung pandemic, what saved me was my previous career, yung experience ko as a journalist. Kasi yun talaga yung nagdikta sa akin from all the anxiety, from all the, tawag nito, yung the fact of losing a job, parang ganun. So, sabi ko, importante rin sa atin na you have to realize dun sa mga magka-career shift na hindi ka naman mawawalan. So, I think this is one thing na pwede kong ma-reassure sa inyo, na hindi ka mawawalan. Of course, may risk, pero you're not losing everything. Meron at meron kang experience, meron at meron kang network, may mga contacts ka, may mga friends ka, who helped you along the way during your journey in your previous career, who will also be the same person who will help you. Kung naging mabuting ano ka sa kanila, kaibigan ka. So I think it's really nice right now to have good friends, yung good network within your previous career para at least hindi ka maiiwan. People there will really help you. They will be more concerned nga eh sa'yo. So at that time, nangyari sa akin na nagkaroon din ng instability sa airline industry. At that time, people from GMA7 were messaging me, sabi na, Steve, oh, baka ganito, gusto mo yung ganyan. Ganun. So parang it's nice also to have that. Kasi ibig sabihin, it's a validation also na, you must have done something right during that time. So importante na if you are thinking about shifting careers, siguro dapat maayos na maayos din yung relationship mo with your present career para it will still be your fallback whatever happens.
Parang you don't need to burn bridges just because you want to make new ones. Diba? Oo. Importante yan. And I like what you said kasi it reminded me of yung just because you leave a job, no? You leave a job or you leave a field or career, it doesn't mean you're empty-handed. Diba? When you go to the next step. or to the next career. So siguro, part ng pagre-reflect nila, kung susundin nila ang Steve method, the Cartolina method of, di ba, parang, di ba, deciding when to take that plunge, is i-reflect mo, ano yung skills that I can still keep with me, di ba? Parang maybe we have to leave, you know, the stapler behind on our desks when we leave. Pero there are certain skill sets, sabi mo nga, there are experiences, no, that you can take with you na applicable siya across fields. Now, yung iba naman natin mga kapuso, ang sabi nila, ang pumipigil sa kanila is lack of confidence, no? So, not so much, you know, material things, external things. Sabi nung isa nating kapuso, and maybe you can say something about this, hindi ko alam paano mag-umpisa. Yan, I don't know where to start. Lahat ng job posting kailangan ng experience. So mukhang may pinagdadaanan si Kapuso. You know, what can you say to people na, yeah, okay, I want it. I don't like the job I have now. I definitely want something else, but I don't know where to start.
Kailangan kasi talaga, well, totoo yun, kailangan may springboard ka naman. Hindi po pwedeng gusto mo lang mag-career shift. Hindi po pwede yun. Dapat alam mo rin, may timeline ka. Otherwise, it's just like in my case, sabi ko, if I start late, or kagaya nga na sinabi mo sa akin na parang pwede ko bang pagsabay that yung media and what like, sabi ko, that's gonna take a lot of time. And I would be able to progress dun sa career shift na gusto kong gawin or dun sa new career na gusto kong pasukin dahil may limitations din ng time. During your planning stage, dapat ma-realize mo when is your day one. Yun. So, kailangan isipin mo sa sarili mo how many years are you gonna, well, sa atin kasi, di ba, parang when you reach 40 and 50 and 60, parang ng, ano, though in some cases, pwede pa naman. Kaya pa mag-law ng iba, nakakapasa pa sa bar, di ba? So, pero dito kasi sa, depende pa rin talaga dun sa field mo. Gaano katagal mo ba ma-enjoy yung career shift na to if ginawa mo yung career shift? That's why it's important to identify your day one.
Parang dun sa isa, di ba, hindi niya alam saan magsisimula. First, know what you want. Kasi di ba sa interviews, it's so clear pag hindi nila alam, no, what they want or hindi sila sure kung ito ba yung gusto nilang pasukin. So, Kapuso, first, alamin mo, take the time, it's worth it, di ba? Huwag niyong madaliin. It's worth na pag nilay-nilayan kung ano ba talagang gusto mo. And maybe you can't find a technical term for it. Maybe it's not a particular job, no? Or a particular career that you want. Pero for example, ayoko na ng 9 to 5. That's what I know, di ba? Or I want to be do a job na related sa planes. Dapat alamin muna natin kung ano talaga yung gusto natin. Ano yung nagpapalukso ng ating mga, di ba? Ng ating puso, ganyan. And then once you figure that out, ito, inspired by Steve, then alamin mo, di ba? Maybe, probably, hindi mo masyadong alam ano bang nasa field na yon. Kung takot pa kayo, kung wala pa kayong paghuhugutan ng confidence, build that confidence first before you maybe apply for a job. Research, do your research, alamin nyo, paano ba nakapasok dyan? Baka meron kayong makausap na kaibigan, kaibigan ng kaibigan na nandun sa trabahong gusto nyo. Paano ba, what does it mean, what does it take to be able to do that job well? And even if wala kayong experience, let's say you came from a completely different field, alam nyo na yung sinabi natin kanina, di ba? Yung mga binabaon nating skills from all the little jobs, all the little roles that we have, even if that role is a family role, di ba? Being a mother, a father, being a breadwinner, that can bring you skill sets na may papasok nyo sa job interview. So, yan, yung mga very concrete tips lang, no? Para, kasi you can't fake confidence eh. You can't.
Totoo.
So, you have to start with you na, you know what, kahit hindi ako yung pinaka-experience, I can be sure na, that I want this more than anyone else. That's the sincere confidence. Hindi yung parang, ako yung pinakamagaling dito. That's probably not the confidence they're looking for, di ba? Pero, dahil gusto ko to, pag-aaralan ko to, pag-tsatsagaan ko to, sasakay ako ng bus from Vigan to Manila to do stints, di ba? Willing ako to do what it takes. And
commitment
no, wow.
Talaga.
That is impressive to people, no? To the interviewers. Now, lastly, Steve, syempre, ano yung mga pumipigil sa kanila from switching careers? Some kapuso are saying, syempre, dahil masaya na sila sa current job. Nasa, di ba, okay na sila sa current job. There's no need to shift careers. Sabi na isang kapuso, kontento na ako sa kung ano man ang trabaho ko ngayon kasi dito masaya at marami akong naging kaibigan. Nasisiyahan na ako dito sa trabaho, sabi ng isa pa nating kapuso. Nag-isip ako minsan na siguro makahanap ako ng bagong trabaho pero anong gagawin ko? Isang skill set lang ang alam ko at parang hindi na mailipat sa ibang trabaho. Okay lang ako dito, comfortable ang buhay ko ngayon. So, hindi rin naman porque you see other people do it that you have to. Kung masaya ka na, kontento ka na okay rin. Now, Steve, I'm curious, is there anything you miss? Diba? If let's say the opportunity never materialized.
Parang sabi ko lagi, like yung sinasabi na parang I would always like to give back kasi I wouldn't be where I am right now kung hindi sa opportunities na nakuha ko from my alma mater nung nag-aaral pa lang ako, from the professors to GMA na I've spent 12 years working. So yung pinaka nami-miss ko is yung mga katrabaho. So every time na tatawagan ako sa mga katrabaho ko, okay, sige. Kasi alam mo yun, you'll gain experience. That's one. New experiences. Tama yun. You'll gain new friends, etc. Pero it doesn't mean that you're not gonna look back. Yun. So tingin ko yun yung isang bagay na mamimiss mo. And you should be open to yung career progression na parang marirealize mo, you could be so much more. Parang ganun. You can still do more. Yan. Kung makakatulong ka na dati, mas makakatulong ka ngayon. Parang ganun yung pwede mong maging mindset. And tama ka, Doc Anna, it doesn't necessarily, yung what happened to me may not be applicable to a lot of people also. But it can happen to people who also are dreaming of doing the career shift. So, kanya-kanyang timing, huwag kayong magmadali, huwag niyong sabihin na, nagawa niya to in a span of 2 years. May kanya-kanya naman tayong timeline, so don't get frustrated. And if you're happy where you are right now, then continue being happy. Wala namang masama doon. So, siguro, kung mamimiss mo man yung mga bagay na ginagawa mo noon, pwede mo pa rin naman siyang gawin. Just like what I'm doing now. So, sabi ko talagang, it's a blessing from God na to be able to do the things that you love and that you are most passionate about. So, it can happen to you.
Para sa mga kapuso natin na parang, how do I know that it's going to be okay? Is it? Will you ever know it's going to be okay?
Sa akin, siguro one thing with me, buo talaga yung loob ko. So, when doing something this big, dapat you need to have a good emotional support system. You need your family, your friends, your loved ones. Kailangan kompleto sila sa likod mo. Otherwise, you won't be able to make it eh. Kasi every time na merong doubt sa puso mo, you need also people to tell you na, Steve, you can do this. I remember my dad, sabi niya sa akin dati, sa ko, tiwala ka ba sa akin na kaya kong gawin ito sa inyo? Hindi kaya mong gawin yan, Steve, because yung mga bagay naman na ginagawa ko, I'm sure pinag-isipan mo yan. So, hindi mo naman gagawin yan just out of alam mo yun, yung tingin mo eh gusto mo lang gawin for a time or so. Parang importante yun na meron kang mga tao sa paligid mo who will tell you every time na it's okay, kakayanin mo yan, and even when you're there will continue to reassure you na parang it's gonna be worth it. And then ayun, I am just so lucky na I get to do both. Yung flying, I was able to marry my passion for journalism, for communications, and love for flying. So, and it's possible. Yun naman yung gusto kong ma-feel din ng mga kapuso natin, especially at the start of the year when people are thinking about shifting careers and doing something else, that it's possible, but you need to invest a lot of hard work and planning, and dapat buong-buo talaga yung sarili mo when you do the shift. Sabi ko, kagaya nung kanina, it's the same message siguro na iwan ko sa mga kapuso natin na remember that you are limitless. But take calculated risks in life. Kasi syempre, ayaw din naman natin na basta-basta na lang iwan yung mga mahal natin sa buhay at yung mga responsibilidad natin sa kanila. It might be nice also to do something for yourself this 2024. Baka it's about time then na may magawa ka naman to enhance. It doesn't necessarily have to be yung a career shift. But perhaps professional growth. Get that training, get that promotion, work on it, diba? So, if something na tingin mo hindi mo kaya, kakayanin mo yan. Basta you need to work hard, you need to plan, and remember that there are a lot of people who will help you. So, tingin ko, it's about appreciating the kindness, no, of the environment that you are in. And huwag kang matakot na gawin yun. Kasi I'm sure, sa akin, hindi ko pinangarap maging piloto. I never thought of being able to do my passion and my love. Pero, pwede naman siyang gawin. Basta you need to to put your heart into it and you need to do a lot of hard work. Dapat ready ka to.
Thank you so much, Steve, nako, for sharing with us your story, your experience, no? And I'm sure maraming na-inspire. And I hope may mga nakakuha ng mga tips, no? Kasi hindi lang naman siya inspiring. It's also very practical and realistic, no? Parang it's a combination of both. I think calculated risk, no, is sort of that practical, di ba? Integration of that. Nako, maraming salamat, Steve.
Thank
And I
you,
wish
Dabane.
Safe flights and you know, and a wonderful career, and I'm sure we'll still see you around here, oh, diba? Whether as a guest or as colleagues and friends. Yeah.
Yes,
So
Dabane.
thank you so much, Steve.
Thank you po sa mga kapuso natin. As I always say, anytime para sa mga kapuso, Dabane.
If you like this episode, please leave us a 5-star review. Once again, this is Dr. Anna Tuazon, and you're listening to Share Ko Lang Podcast. This episode was produced by Mark Ledesma and researched by Carla Ang. Audio was edited by Emerald Tayag with a wonderful team of GMA Integrated News Digital. Kung may gusto kayong pag-usapan, email us at sharekolang@gmanews.tv. Thanks for tuning in!